You'll be happy to know that I'm not going to sing any songs or sing my message today. You know, we all read different parts for the Christmas story, maybe for your family, and have different parts that we like. How many like the part with the shepherds? I want to read a little bit from Luke chapter 2, verse 8. It says, "Now there was in that same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid." Of course, yeah. "Then the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger.' And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.'" Now, if the coming of Jesus was supposed to bring peace to the earth, I think he failed miserably. Because I was just looking up this week, there is like 30 nations involved in war right now. You know, hundreds of thousands of people have been killed this year, military people, civilians. That's kind of depressing right now, war going on, a lot of parts of the world. How many know we got a war going on with the Republicans and Democrats? I don't need to go into that. And so if Jesus came to peace, why aren't we seeing more of it in the world? Well, it'll help for me to read verse 14, the Amplified. It'll kind of give you a little more understanding. It says this, "Glory to God in the highest, heaven, and on earth peace among men with whom he is well pleased, men of goodwill of his favor." And there's the key here. It's not saying peace, going to have peace with everybody. It's going to have peace among men with whom God is pleased. One of the simplest definitions of war, of peace, is the absence of war. Absence of war, division, torment, confusion. Anybody have any war going on with them at their household this week or around you? Peace is the absence of that. Now, Jesus came to bring peace to people whom God was pleased with. And so a good question is, who is he pleased with? Is he pleased with us? Is he pleased with you? Is he pleased with me? Well, let's look in Ephesians. I want to read a little bit here in Ephesians chapter 2. I've got my message today, and then in the conclusion of my message, we're going to receive communion. And so just so you know, be prepared for that. Ephesians 2, let's start in verse 1. And we're going to find out who God is pleased with. I'm going to read from the Message paraphrase here. "It wasn't so long ago that you were mired in that old stagnant life of sin. You let the world, which doesn't know the first thing about living, tell you how to live. You filled your lungs with polluted unbelief and then exhaled disobedience. We all did it. All of us doing what we felt like doing when we felt like doing it. All of us in the same boat. It is a wonder that God didn't lose his temper and do away with the whole lot of us. That was our condition before we met Jesus. Instead, immense in mercy and with incredible love, he embraced us. He took our sin-dead lives and made us alive in Christ. He did all of this on his own with no help from us. And then he picked us up and set us down in the highest heaven in company with Jesus, our Messiah. Now God has us right where he wants us, with all the time in the world and the next, to shower grace and kindness upon us in Christ Jesus." That's God's heart. Saving is all his idea and all his work. All we do is trust him enough to let him do it. It's God's gift from the start to finish. We don't play the major role. If we do, we'd probably go around bragging that we've done the whole thing. No, we neither make nor save ourselves. God does both the making and the saving. He creates each one of us by Christ Jesus to join him in the work he does, the good work he has gotten ready for us to do, work we'd better be doing. So we were all, my wife talked about it before the offering, that we were all broken. We all were lost because of Adam and the fall. All in sin. All needed a Savior. And God, now, He's got favor for the whole world. He's got favor for all 7 billion people. But He can't show that favor. He can only show it to people that believe it. And so if you want to know if you're available for peace, well, have you received His gift? Have you received His gift of eternal life? And it's not something that we can earn by our good works or by anything that we can do. It's by our believing. It's by our trust in Him. So today we can receive His peace if we believe in Jesus. If we believe that God raised Jesus from the dead, confess Him as our Lord, the Bible says we'll be saved. And so the whole world, the peace is available, but it's only available to those that receive it and believe it, those that receive His favor and receive His goodness. I still remember the night that I gave my life to Christ. I was 19. It was the summer between my freshman and sophomore year. I was going through a really rough time. I was raised Catholic, in church, went to Catholic schools, and wonderful parents raised me well, provided for me. I had a good education, but something inside of me, I just wasn't at peace. There was a war raging inside of me. I don't know if you understand that. Just wasn't at peace with my world. I just felt bad about myself. I felt like a loser. I felt like I wasn't good enough. Again, all these outward things looked good, but on the inside, there was torment. And there was a battle. There was a war. And so I tried to medicate it with alcohol. And I think we do that. We try to do outward things to try to find peace. I mean, that's what everybody desires and wants. When you get right down to it, they want to have peace. Peace to be able to sleep, to be able to rest, to be able to live, to be able to enjoy life. And I didn't have peace. Young and, you know, physically healthy, but inside just turmoil, torment, war, raging. And so for whatever reason, my brother Pat invited me to this meeting in Minneapolis to hear an evangelist. And I'd never heard of evangelists before. Again, we didn't have evangelists in the Catholic Church. And so he invited me to that meeting. And thankfully, during that freshman year of school, I had 4 or 5 people share with me the gospel, share with me the good news from, you know, that I just shared with you from Ephesians about God's love, about God's goodness. God's for me. He's not mad at me. He's got a wonderful plan for your life. Just receive it. But I just didn't understand. I couldn't see it. I thought I knew God or had this relationship with God. But I went to that meeting that night, and the evangelist began to explain God's love, began to explain the gospel, began to explain the good news, explained that God came to bring us peace, to give us peace. Jesus paid the price for our sins. He won the battle over the enemy. And so that night, I went forward and made Jesus the Lord of my life. Even though I'd been in church, I accepted the plan of salvation. I received the gospel, received the good news. I confessed Jesus as my Lord. And that night I was saved. The scripture talks about being born again. And I still remember that night when I went home, just being in my backyard. It was about 11 o'clock. Just standing there looking at the stars and just being outside. And I just felt such peace. I just felt like the weight of the world had been lifted from my shoulders. What was that weight? It was sin. It was my own effort. It was my works, all everything. Just felt such peace. And I remember sleeping that night just soundly, not a care in the world. That's the peace that Jesus is offering. That's the peace that he offers us. And then I started reading the Bible, and someone told me that you, when you start reading the Bible, just start doing what it says. I never knew that, really. I was supposed to actually act on the Bible. So I started reading it, started reading in Matthew, and I came to the Lord's Prayer in Matthew 6, and it talked about forgiveness. And so I acted upon that, and the Lord showed me 7 people that I needed to go forgive, or they needed to forgive me. And it was amazing how God worked all that out with those folks. But when you have peace, you're able to bring peace to others. And I just wasn't able to, I mean, I had torment, and so what did I bring? I brought torment. I brought sadness. I didn't bring life. And so it's amazing that peace and the what's available to us in God. And so I started to learn about this peace. And some scriptures that I read, John 14, verse 27. This is for somebody today. Peace I leave with you, my own peace. It's talking about the peace of God. This is the peace of Jesus. My own peace I now give and bequeath to you. Not as the world gives, because the world's peace, it's a feeling. It's a temporary peace. It comes and goes like the wind. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. Stop allowing yourselves to be agitated and disturbed. Do not permit yourselves to be fearful and intimidated and cowardly and unsettled. The peace that God's offering is His peace. It's a permanent peace. It's a peace that resides in you. And it's not based on circumstances, and it's not based on a feeling. It's based on a knowing. It's based on a relationship. It's based on an inheritance. And this peace gives us peace in 3 areas. Peace with God. Reconcile the mistakes that Adam made. Reconciles us with God. Reconciles us with others. Gives us peace with people around us. How many want peace with people in your life? And the third thing it gives is peace within yourself. I was ministering when we were in Dubai and ministering to ministers, and I was talking about loving God with all your heart, your soul, strength, and mind, loving your neighbor as yourself. And then I talked about loving yourself for about 25 minutes. It was a devotional, about 300 ministers there. And talked about loving yourself and taking care of yourself. And you want to know what? So many people came up to me and said how that message ministered to me. People from all over the world, they had never heard that they were supposed to love themselves. Peace within yourself. God's got peace for you. That's good news today. That's news for somebody either watching by live streaming or here today. God's got peace for you. He's got freedom from war, freedom from the battle, freedom from torment, freedom from stress, freedom from division. That's found in Jesus. John 16, 33 says this, I have told you these things so that in me you may have perfect peace. Everybody say perfect peace. And confidence. In the world, you'll have tribulation and trials. He's not promising you a perfect life with no problems. As long as there's a devil, John 10:10 says, stealing, killing, destroying. That's what his mission, that's what he does. In the world, you have tribulation and trials and distress and frustration. But be of good cheer, take courage, be confident, certain, undaunted, for I have overcome the world. Jesus won the battle. He defeated the devil. Defeated the devil so we can live in peace. We don't have to live in torment. But be of good cheer, take courage, be confident, certain, undaunted, for I have overcome the world. I have deprived it of power to harm you and have conquered it for you. Well, so I've been walking with Jesus for 30-something years, over 30 years. And I'm not going to stand here and say that I've had peace every moment of that time. I've had some seasons, some of turmoil, some seasons of strife, some seasons of problems. But I've learned how to find peace when I need to get it, because it's there. So look in your Bibles in Philippians chapter 4, verse 6, because you may be here today, been walking with God for a long time, and not be at peace. It's possible. Even though he came to give it and to bring it. You know, people are looking for peace today. My wife and I were talking about this famous actor that was talking about how that he had to just quit, you know, drinking. You know, famous movie star, multimillionaire, flying all around the world, houses everywhere. And he said he just started getting feeling back in his fingers and his hands when he stopped drinking. I thought fame, fortune, stuff was going to make us happy. I thought all that stuff's going to bring peace in our lives. That just shows you peace is not out here. Peace is in here. Peace is not in stuff. Peace is not a feeling. Peace is Jesus. Peace is knowing him. Peace is walking with him. Peace is having him in your life. And he'll be with you 24/7. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. His peace won't leave you. So this is one of the things that I do when I seem to have lost my peace. Philippians 4, verse 6 says this, "Do not fret." This is a good word for Christmas season. Some of you are too stressed out with all the food and the presents and all of that. Go ahead and just take a deep breath. God doesn't want you stressed out. "Do not fret or have any anxiety about anything, but in every circumstance," including Christmas, "in everything by prayer and petition, definite request, with thanksgiving, continue to make your wants known to God. And God's peace shall be yours, the tranquil state of a soul assured of its salvation through Christ. And so, fearing nothing from God, being content with this earthly lot, whatever sort it is, that peace which transcends all understanding shall garrison and mount guard over your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." If you got cares today, take it to Jesus. If you got worries today, take it to Jesus. You got strife and division, take it to Jesus. You have needs. Take it to Jesus. He's the Savior. He's the Deliverer. He's the Peacemaker. He's the Prince of Peace. He's Emmanuel, God with us. Take it to Him in prayer. One author said this, "Nothing is too great for God's power, and nothing is too small for His fatherly care." The Scripture says that this peace will mount guard around you. Imagine a garrison around me, protecting me, and anything the enemy tries to do to bring torment, to bring all his junk. I've got my guards around me that said, "Hey, no, not today." That peace, when you go to him, you spend time in his presence, spend time with him, that peace, it just flows, comes from within you. So the Scripture says that peace will mount guard and drive all the care away. Now, why does this peace surpass all understanding? You know, peace is not such a mystery that we can't comprehend it. But it surpasses all understanding because peace doesn't come from your mind. Peace, it's not something that we can manufacture. Peace comes from God. and it surpasses all understanding. Last scripture today, and I hope this is talking about you today. God's got peace for you. He's got peace with you and God. He's got peace in your relationships, and he's got peace within. There's people here today, you got war going on the inside of you. I just want to tell you today, today's the day for you to be free.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God.
To be free from that war, to be free from that torment. James 3, verse 17 says this, but the wisdom from above is first of all pure, undefiled, then it is peace-loving, courteous, considerate, gentle. It is willing to yield to reason, full of compassion. You know, it's hard to be in a fight with somebody when you won't fight. When you're willing to be humble, and when you're willing to say you're sorry. You can't fight. You can't have an argument with someone who won't fight. It is willing to yield to reason, full of compassion and good fruits. It is wholehearted and straightforward, impartial and unfeigned, free from doubts, wavering, and insincerity. And the harvest of righteousness, a conformity to God's will and thought and deed, is the fruit of the seed sown in peace by those who work for and make peace in themselves and in others. That peace, which means concord, agreement, and harmony between individuals, undisturbedness, and a peaceful mind free from fears and agitating passions and moral conflicts. So for us, we know that we have peace. And so it's Christmas Eve here. Tomorrow's Christmas Day. Why don't we sow a little peace? Why don't we have peace in our households? Talk about celebrating the birth, the coming of Jesus. See, that peace is in you. We tap into that peace. Let's let the strife and the unforgiveness and the wanting to punish people and the years of division, why don't we just let that go today? Why don't we let that peace rise up in us today, and why don't we forgive? And hey, for some of you, why don't you forgive yourself? Anybody make some do some dumb things this year? Say and do some stupid things, maybe in your past. Maybe you've got some things that have been hounding you for years. Won't you make peace with yourself today? Let that go. Let Jesus just come in and just wash that away, because he's already forgiven you. He's not only forgiven you, but he's forgotten it. The only one that remembers it is you. And the devil, of course. Peace with God, peace with loved ones in our lives and people in our lives, peace with ourselves. Guys, you can go ahead and get ready for communion, ushers. Let's just stand for a minute. I want to share that prayer that I prayed when I was 19. To make Jesus Lord in my life. I know there's some people here today that may not know him, or people that are watching by live streaming. But for those that have been walking with God, just an expression of your faith. And maybe right now you're dealing with some torment. Maybe you're dealing with some kind of struggle. As we pray this, let's just let that go. And let's let that peace rise up again. Let's let that worry and that care and that concern leave. Anything the enemy's been trying to do, trying to harass you, let's let it go. So everybody, say this together. Say this after me. Say, Father in heaven, I believe you raised Jesus from the dead. He paid the penalty for my sins so that I can truly live. I confess Jesus as my Lord. He is my master. He is the Prince of Peace. I receive that peace. I walk in that peace. I have that peace right now in Jesus' name. Torment and fear and division and strife. You leave right now in Jesus' name. I am full of peace. I am a peacemaker. Wherever I go, there's peace. God's love and forgiveness flows through me. Thank you, Father, I'm saved. Thank you, I'm going to heaven when I die. But I can experience heaven on earth. I can experience peace on earth. Pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated.